Welcome back to Money News with Julian Lorcan and Luke Grant in the chair, where we're looking at the markets, not surprisingly, with everything that's happening in Europe just at the moment. We're joined in the studio by David Buckland, the Chief Executive of Montgomery Investment Management. And you must be watching what's happening in Europe just at the moment. Now the markets have opened. In the past few minutes, we're seeing a 2% fall on the FTSE, the DAXI, the French, they call it the CAC 40 there as well. That's down now by 2.7%. Really quite dramatic at the markets open in Europe. Question is, why?
It's the China-led slowdown, Julian. And effectively what's happened is that China's growth, I think, is just not quite what has been expected. And it's slowing down. And we saw Janet Yellen the other night not put interest rates up. And I think that's just continued to create a lot of volatility into September that we saw in August.
Well, wasn't that there that problem that there, we had a little bit of a rise because we heard interest rates aren't going up? Great, money is still cheap. And then the implications of that were...
I think the implications are that growth is very slow. I think productivity, growth is poor. And I think most importantly, if you go to somewhere like Europe, public sector spending does account for 50% of GDP, and they've got, you know, enormous taxation and borrowings relative to history. You know, they're at historical highs. So you don't need too much to scare the markets, and that's exactly what's occurring and has been occurring now for several weeks.
Well, David, what about the implication for our market? Because this contagion will go around the globe, won't it? US will open in a few hours, and then the ASX for us tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think the resource sector, Julian, is one that's been most vulnerable. And just to sort of paint a very quick picture for our listeners, about 20 years ago, China produced 100 million tonnes of steel. Today, they produce 850 million tonnes, so 100 to 850. And that's occurred in 20 years. But they only need about 740 million tonnes. So they've got excess production of 110 million tonnes plus some inventory, and they're dumping that on global markets. So if you're a steel producer in Wollongong and you're seeing dumped steel all over the world, it obviously hurts confidence, it hurts your outlook, and ultimately it's going to hurt everything associated with your positioning.
And yet we hear figures from China that they've got growth at still at 6 or 7%. Very quickly, do we believe that?
Well, I think there's parts of the economy are growing very solidly, but I think the old sort of, I'll call it the resource-based economy that's really pulled up Australia over a 10-year period is now well and truly behind us.
Oh, that's very sad news. David Buckland, CEO of Montgomery Investment Management. As always, great to talk to you on Money News.
And that just about sees us out tonight. I notice Joshua Dowling, with whom we spoke last night from New Zealand on that VW story.
Yeah, go on.
They say their Australian office... we're just checking with head office, so we're not sure how it might impact on cars. That story will develop, as will obviously the markets, as Julian has told you. Thank you for your company tonight, mate. I'll see you tomorrow night.
You definitely will do. Great to talk to you on Money News.
Bye-bye.
Forget about the price tag.